Well, the Iraqi army, backed by volunteer forces, have repelled an assault by ISIL terrorists on a dam north of the capital, Baghdad. Security sources say the Takfiri group attacked pro-government forces deployed around the dam on the Euphrates River near the town of Adham in Diyala province. ISIL terrorists carried out several car bomb attacks against security forces during clashes early on Sunday. Officials say the fighting that lasted several hours claimed the lives of at least 9 volunteers and 6 soldiers. Now, the Joint Action Force has been trying to push back ISIL since it swept through a large swath of land back in June. Now, recently, they have succeeded in driving the Takfiri extremists out of several strategic areas in northern Iraq. Let's cross over to London, joined by political commentator Mr. Chris Bambury. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, how do you see the situation right now? Iraqi army seems to be making gains every day. Of course, it's still not an easy situation. But do you think that they have broken through at least the ultimate, because at one point in time, many Iraqis were looking at ISIL almost as being invincible. Do you think that mindset has been changed and we're starting to see a change in the overall scenario there?
Well, I think the first thing that's changed, it's quite clear that ISIL are not going to take Baghdad. And if you remember, it seemed, as you said, that somehow nothing could stop them. It's now clear that, buttressed by the militias, and I think it's a very important point that the militias have provided really the necessary steel in the fighting to stop ISIS, that really that they have blunted any attempt to take and move in Baghdad. And I think that's the first point. And the second one, I think you're right. I think that means as well, this idea that ISIS cannot be fought has been punctured well and truly. I think we do have to be careful. I think we're talking about in two ways. One, it's clearly not going to stop the terrible terrorist attacks which we see almost every day in Baghdad and other places, sectarian attacks, the car bombings and so on, which we've seen. They are going to unfortunately continue for some time, very difficult to police. Secondly, as well, we're still a long way from retaking key territories, particularly in Anbar province. But I think you're right. I think this has been a crucial battle. And I think the Iraqi military, backed up by the militias, have secured the capital and are pushing ISIS back. I mean, the fighting today, 90 miles north of Baghdad in Euphrates, key area, really key to ensuring the control of Baghdad and the surrounding areas.
Well, in your perspective, Chris, where's the United States and its coalition in all of this? Because as we're hearing more and more every day about the victories, we're hearing about the Iraqi army itself actually being behind it, but very little about the Americans that are also supposed to be there fighting ISIL. Even some of the bombings, or many of the bombings, the Iraqi military sources has said that they were not on target, and many times actually supposedly, allegedly, mistakenly actually giving supplies to ISIL forces.
Well, the problem I think we know is that airstrikes are a blunt weapon, and despite talk of smart weapons which don't kill civilians, tragically civilians will be dying in these airstrikes and these drone strikes, and actually that plays into ISIL's hands, because the more civilian deaths in the areas they control, the more they can try and pretend that they're the victims and they're the protectors of that. Secondly, I think it's hard to see what the strategy is of the Obama administration and their allies. Certainly a parliamentary select committee here in Britain this week said they could see no real strategy for the British part of the involvement, which is fairly minuscule compared to the Americans. But it's hard to see what they're trying to do, because they did carry out airstrikes in support of Kurdish fighters in defending Kobani. That's true. It took a long time for that to happen, and that did play a part in the successful hold of that. They don't seem prepared to work with the militias who are defending Baghdad and have been successful in that fight. And I mean, in some ways, along with the Kurds, have been the most effective ground forces in the fight against ISIS. They don't seem prepared to do that, and therefore it's hard to see, because really you're talking about airstrikes against fairly irregular forces. That's not very easy. that it's going to be very difficult to target them. They can melt back into civilian areas, and attempt to bomb there will just lead to more civilian casualties. So I think there's quite a lot of questioning now as to what the strategy of Obama is. Of course, made a very fierce speech this week saying they were stepping up their operations against Islamic State. So I think there are question marks. Clearly, there is an effective force coming into the ground, which we've seen on this fighting, which is carrying out its operations largely without this backup of the American airstrikes. And in the long run, that must be an encouraging sign and must be the way that we could defeat ISIS on the ground.
Thank you so much for being with us, Chris Bambury, political commentator out of London.